As you think of world conditions today and try to get the overview and understand the deadly danger in which we live, what is the real bright spot in it all? What is the ray of hope? Where is there something you get a handle on, you really trust in, you really hope for? You really have a great deal of confidence and faith, and you believe that if just this one thing happens, or that, if this one man is elected, or if the other thing occurs, then we're going to have world peace. Well, you know, if you're like most people, you don't know of any such thing. You don't know of any such collection of things. You can't point to 10 or a dozen or 20 things. The election of certain leaders that is finally going to bring this world peace. It's amazing that few people know that nearly 2,000 years ago, a great forecaster, a great newscaster came to this earth with a message of coming world ruling government, and that most of the great sages and seers of our comparatively modern world, including past presidents of the United States, premiers of Great Britain, think tank moderators, scientists, especially Nobel Prize winners, have all agreed with his words. Now, he might have put it a little differently because his name was Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he talked about the coming kingdom of God because it is the only hope for the world, the only hope for world peace. And let me tell you, it does not have anything to do with all men of goodwill working together everywhere. It does not have anything to do with ecumenism. It has nothing to do with getting all the religious leaders together. It has nothing to do with causing the churches to all cooperate. You don't need to vote for it. You don't need to work for it, although it would be a good idea if you would. It's going to come anyway. Jesus Christ of Nazareth predicted the coming of the kingdom of God. And that great kingdom is going to establish Jesus Christ as a king, an absolute benevolent dictator. That's right. A loving, kind, and yet firm, benevolent, that means generous and loving, dictator over all the world. You know, if you want to see one of the most shocking scriptures in all the Bible, you ought to read the entire 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. And in it you will see the second coming of Jesus Christ depicted. And you will see the kind of a Jesus Christ he is going to be when he comes back during a time that is called the Day of the Lord. Now this time Jesus is not coming as a humble carpenter from Nazareth. This time he is coming in the wrath of God with the heavenly angels and millions, billions of angelic beings, the armies of heaven behind him, and he is coming with great power, and it says he is going to rule all nations with a rod of iron. When Jesus Christ comes the next time, he is going to come with great power and authority, and the first thing he's going to do is to lay hands on, if you read that in Revelation 19, two human beings, one of whom is called a great false prophet, who is a great false religious leader, who is yet going to shock and startle the world by setting up a great religious capital in the city of Jerusalem, perhaps making it into an international city, actually claiming the very powers of God and deceiving millions of people with miracles he will be able to perform. And he's called the false prophet in biblical prophecy. And a partner of his in a two-part late modern revival of a Romish system that will have had by that time 10 revivals down through history is called the Beast. And he's found in many biblical prophecies. He's the fourth beast of Daniel's 7th chapter. He is the first great beast of the 13th chapter of Revelation. He is the beast which is depicted as 10 horns, which are 10 kings that fight Jesus Christ at his coming in the 17th chapter of Revelation. And that great military dictator, together with that great false prophet, are going to personally, read the 19th chapter of Revelation, be put to death by Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself. He's going to stand in that day on the Mount of Olives, and he's going to grab those guys by the nape of their necks and toss them across a cliff into a place called Gehenna or Hinnom, a valley right next to the city of Jerusalem, and they are going to die. Shocking words? Well, you know, the Bible, in many of its chapters, is a rather violent book, and it talks of a time of the greatest bloodletting in the history of humankind and the outcome, the outgrowth of a great nuclear bomb world war. And your hope and your way of protection is in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your Savior, who wants to redeem you, who wants to save you, who wants to protect you from the times that are just ahead. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of a new beginning. It's the gospel of a new world, a brand new age of the world and of all of time opening up before our coming generation for 1,000 years of the greatest, most splendiferous, beautiful, utopian era the world could ever know. But it's always darkest just before the dawn, as they say, and just prior to the beginning of that utopian period of the coming government of God, the kingdom of God that is to be set up on this earth, there is to come a time called, in Bible language, the Great Tribulation.